Tonight's shiur is Mitaf Kufnun Aleph, Sif Tezayin, Yud Zayin, and Yudchas. Sif Tes Zayin. Yesh Nohagim Shelo Lirchoitz Merosh Chodesh. Some have a minig not to bathe from Rosh Chodesh Av. V'yesh She'enim Nom El B'Shabazu. Others only refrain in the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs. V'yesh Mis'anin Mishiva Sabatamos Tisha B'Av. There are others who fast from Shiva Sabatamos until Tisha B'Av. Dramo says, L'tzerech Mitzvah Shari. As far as bathing is concerned, if it's for a mitzvah, it's fine. V'lechein, and therefore, Nida Rochetzes V'Taveles, a woman whose Nida would wash and the regular and immerse in the mikveh. V'afil im Taveles Leil Asar Ba'av, even if her immersion would be the night after Tisha B'Av, Matzoi Tisha B'Av, Mutter lo lirchos be'erev Tisha B'Av, she would be able to wash and prepare before Tisha B'Av. Im ef shelo lirchos leil asar, if she did not have the opportunity to do so, Motzoi Tisha B'Av. V'nira dehu adin isha haleveshes levanim, would appear the same as true of a woman who's starting her 7 clean days. Yechor lirchos ma'at kedarko b'shar shana, she can wash herself a little before she starts, like she would the rest of the year. This is not for pleasure, it's for the mitzvah. This is referring to washing prior to Hefsek Tahara. Now the meaning is not to bathe even in cold water from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Says even Erev Shabbos Chazon one should not bathe, except his head, face, hands and feet with cold water. V'yesh mekhilin, others are lenient, b'chafifas ha'roish b'chamin, to wash the head with hot water, l'mishu rogel b'kach kol Shabbos, one who does this every week. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, sivkon pechesh, shloli urchoitz, the meaning is not to bathe, ayin l'kamei, da'afilu b'tzenei, so you see later in the Ramah, even in cold water we're not going to bathe, v'l'rafua mutra afilu b'chamin, but if this is for therapy, if this is has a medicinal value, then it's permitted even in hot water. Even the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs, we look in Sharsin Sadi Dalad, says, therefore, a pregnant woman who's nearing the end of her 9 months, it's good for her, it's beneficial to bathe in hot water. So that would be mutter. Now, I'm not saying whether it is actually beneficial for her to bathe, it may not be actually beneficial, but whatever is considered according to the modern science as being beneficial, if bathing is necessary, that's fine. Why? To have you the refua v'lo l'tayin. This is for refua. This is not for pleasure. V'chein yoledes, or a woman who just gave birth, or mishu adam chalosh, or a person who's weak, v'amal harofei, and the doctor instructs, v'tzarech l'rchotz b'chol yom b'chamin, that he needs a daily bath. Shari, you can do that with hot water. Milvar b'tisha b'av b'atzma, with the exception of the actual day of Tisha B'Av, tzarech l'izor means that one should not do that on Tisha B'Av itself. Sifkat and Peites Rosh Chodesh, so some will not bathe from Rosh Chodesh. V'imchal Rosh Chodesh be'erev Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, as I mutter lirchoitz af kol gufa b'cham, then he can bathe his whole body with hot water. Kol mi shevoiches tamid be'erev Shabbos, if Shabbos, if someone regularly will bathe erev Shabbos for kol Shabbos. Sifkat and Sadi v'yesh misanim mishivas sabatamos. The Mechaber also says some people will fast from shivas sabatamos. V'tamachochem ein kedai shienig b'chumazu. A tamachochem should not engage in this chum, it's not worth it. Shemamat b'melechas shemayim, it'll minimize his avodas Hashem. She'ef shishol yismad milimudo is a shos v'atanis, it's impossible, the fast will not diminish his learning time. V'tzarech lishkol b'maseh tzedek b'nanim elu, one has to be very careful in the balance of what's worthwhile and not. When you want to adopt a chumrah, it could be it comes out of kuhla. Sifkan Sadi Aleph Ad Tisha B'Av, they do these fasts the whole 3 weeks. Ayin l'kamon simen tov kuf samach beis, if beis agor, if you look later on, tov kuf samach beis, if beis talks about you need a Kabbalah by Mincha and how long the fast lasts. Sifkan Sadi Beis l'chotz be'erev Tisha B'Av, then the Ramah says that for a mitzvah it's permitted to wash, and if a woman needs to bathe on Erev Tisha B'Av to prepare for a Matzei Tisha B'Av immersion, she can. Lirchos be'erev Tisha B'Av kedarka b'cham, the regular way without water. Sifkan Sadi Gimel, Hoel, V'chulu, V'sayni, because these bathings are not for Tainug, it's for Mitzvah. V'chein, and similarly, Ketanim, Sheyesh Lehem Chatatim B'Roshon, children who have with their head, I don't know if this refers to, sometimes we say it means psoriasis, I don't know if it means, it can't mean the simple dandruff, maybe it means cradle cap for a young child, I don't know. So we would, the meaning is to wash their head. Sifkan Sadidal, the Ramah goes on with the Chumrah, that the meaning is not to bathe even with cold water from Rosh Chodesh, that means the whole body. But during the 9 days, it is permitted, even according to the Ramah, to wash your face, hands, and feet with cold water. And then the Ramah goes further, even Erev Shabbos Chazon. Sifkan Sadihei, Vafilu Erev Shabbos Chazon, Asur Vechulo, you can't bathe Erev Shabbos Chazon, Hainu Afilu Hayurogil Chos, Bechol Erev Shabbos Vechamin, Kol Gufo, even though every other Erev Shabbos he takes a full bath with hot water every week. Asur be erev Shabbos Chazon, he may not do this erev Shabbos Chazon. The chotz called gufo afil betzaren to wash his body even with cold water. Well, the inyan tevila about going to mikveh hanoig litvol b'chol erev Shabbos. If someone has the minig to immerse every Friday erev Shabbos, mutter that he can do. Well, mishma vatlo lefamim. If someone doesn't always go to mikveh erev Shabbos, maybe tudas hasaka because he's too busy, or ben atzina maybe it's too cold. Asur. Then of course he has no excuse to go during the 9 days. But then the Ramah concludes with one leniency. Yesh mekilim, some are mekil to wash their head with hot water erev Shabbos if you do it every week. But you can't use soap or this other shampoo they made with ash. Sifkan sadi zayin, lemi shorogel b'kach, if someone does it all the time. Adds, if someone regularly bathes Erev Shabbos with hot water, his face, his hands, and feet, he could do that in Erev Shabbos Chazon as well. First of all, the restriction against bathing from Rosh Chodesh or Shavuos or Chalbo, so it's clear in the halacha, this is for Tainug. It's for Tainug that it's also. For mitzvah, it's not included in the Kabbalah. So the post can point out that similarly, if a person needs to wash off because they're filthy, because they're perspired, they're going to get a skin rash if they don't, you know, whatever it is, then they are allowed a shower. In addition, some point out that this halacha was talking about bathing in a bath. They didn't have showers. By definition, a shower is to get clean. It's not to luxuriate. Now, some people try to luxuriate a shower, but really, you don't know what luxurious is until you go in a bath or a jacuzzi, right? A shower is not meant for that. And therefore, the poskim say that if one needs to be clean, you can take a shower, especially we don't wait from week to week to take baths or showers. We take daily. So if, basically, if a person showers every day, that's different. So that's pashut cleanliness. And therefore, the poskim are lenient. I do know some individuals who are strict with this, but most, to my knowledge, are mekel. And the rule of thumb is, since we just want to get clean and we don't want to have a luxurious, delicious shower, so we don't use hot water. We don't use hot water. And the halacha doesn't require the water to be frigid either. The water should be less than body temperature. The definition of poshrin, of lukewarm, is less than 98.6 Fahrenheit. That's the bar of what's called hot. Anything above body temperature. Below body temperature is cool. And therefore, it doesn't have to be painfully cold. But the concept is, we're not showering for pleasure. We're showering to get clean, and that's it. It should be in and out. No singing in opera every year, whatever, during your the shower. It's got to be 1, 2, 3, you get clean, and you're done. As far as Erev Shabbos is concerned, so many of the contemporary poskim say that we can take a full warm or hot shower at the Kovet Shabbos, and I believe the poskim even allow the use of shampoo to get the hair clean on Erev Shabbos. Not during the week, but Erev Shabbos. So during the week, we do use soap to get clean, and we do take a cool shower. Erev Shabbos, we're mekel to do more than that, to take a hot shower. Also, as far as mikveh, it doesn't describe the temperature. So there are some people who mock me not to use a hot mikveh, but most people, for the mitzvah, they don't look at it like that. They say it's for the mitzvah, therefore they're going to use whatever, you know, they'll use the hot mikveh, not as cold. If a man goes to mikveh every day, you know, so he wants to use the tefillah Ezra, Erev Shabbos, we're not mock me. Even though the Mishnah Berurah takes the position not to, if you don't go all the time, you shouldn't go. But Lamaisa, if someone regularly goes, I think we would be Mekel. Now, there's one other note that's important to see in the Beralocha. Beralocha is going on the Halocha of the Ramah, where the Ramah says that a woman is allowed to bathe in hot water, whatever preparation necessary, to go to mikveh, and if she's going to go to mikveh, Masoi Tisha B'Av, so if she can't prepare a Masoi Tisha B'Av, she can do this Erev Tisha B'Av. So Be'alocha says, if she can't work out for her to bathe Masoi Tisha B'Av, do it Erev Tisha B'Av, for Ramah L'shita Sobe Yerodea. This Ramah follows his view in Yerodea, Smekuf Tzai Tesef Talat. Aladasa Shach Shov, if you look in the Shach over there, Me'ikra Din Tirchas Be'Erev Tisha B'Av, the halacha is she has to do the preparation Erev Tisha B'Av. Afilu erev shaliyachas b'alei, even if the opportunity exists to prepare Masoi Tisha B'Av, she should bedafka do it erev Tisha B'Av. Dogam Ervavla. And for the most part, we follow the Shach, and we recommend doing preparation beforehand. This comes up not just on Masoi Tisha B'Av. This could come out if the Leil Tefillah is on Masoi Shabbos. We want them to do a Hachana on Friday, and so on. In this case, the post can bring, and I didn't see it in this particular volume, but I've seen it in other swarm. We don't pass in this way. We pass in like Ramah. We're not going to tell a woman who's going Matzah Tisha B'Av to take a hot bath Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, we're going to say, wait till Matzah Tisha B'Av. Even though in general we do like the Shach, not Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, we're going to say not like this. The Minigal Erev is not like this. Be'er Haloch, touching up the Shach in this case.
But the Shach, when he says it, doesn't want it done at night. That's the reason.
It's the Machloek, it's Rashi and the She'iltas. Right? When he's supposed to do the Hachana.
Right.
So we want to be Yotze. So that's why he would say, so there are other things you could do. You could do nails, there are other things you could do. You don't have to take a hot bath, Erev, you know, Tisha B'Av. And even the Friday afternoon, if it doesn't work out in a short Friday, so they're not going to do the Hachana on Friday. They'll do something. I would say, do something. Se'if Yud Zayin. Toiv Lizoher Milomash Shechiyonu Bein HaMetzarim. It's proper to be careful not to say Shechiyonu during the 3 weeks, al pri or al malbush, on fruit or clothing. Al pidin haben omer v'lo yach mitzvah mitzvah. For pidin haben, of course, will say it, we're not going to push off the mitzvah. V'chein befrish lo yimtza achat Tisha B'Av, or if there's a fruit that will not be around after Tisha B'Av. Mut levarich lo achlo ben ha-mitzvah, you're allowed to make a broch and eat it beforehand during the 3 weeks. Mishnah Berurah sifkan tzadiches, tov lizom lo Shechiyonu, one should be careful not to say Shechiyonu. Now, this is a very strange halacha. An aval says Shechiyonu. There's no halacha that an aval cannot say Shechiyonu. So why aren't we saying Shechiyonu?
Aval eats meat.
What?
An aval eats meat. I mean,
that's true. It's a different level of. But this is from Shiva Sabatamas. It's a whole bayam atzar. Mikomokom yom elu kimish as man who's man peronius. But since these days are a time of peronius, ain kedai loma Shechiyonu. It's not worth it to say Shechiyonu, because on Azeh, for this man, this man punis. However, Vagrobe Beyor Chalik said, the Vilna Gaon in his commentaries disagrees. Vakas du Chumma Yaseri says it's really in a stretch, this Chumma is beyond. Vachin Atas Mefakvi, who said the Taz also disagrees. Vakim Beshabbos in the Hachmas, and therefore on Shabbos we're not Machmer. Tabalavachi Habe Achrom Eskim Lahok Mashas, because anyway, many Achrom are Mekel on Shabbos anyway. So on top of there are those who make on Shabbos, and those who the whole thing doesn't make sense, and therefore on Shabbos we are lenient. Sifkan Sayites al pri chadash o al malbush, on a new fruit.
Al pri.
I know I had the word chadash. Al pri, on a fruit, a new fruit, or on clothing, umela, and therefore lo yochel hapri li vishabegas, you shouldn't eat it, you shouldn't wear it. Vekas v'achrem d'achronim, right? The ishim u'beres muteres achol pri below Shechiyonu. A woman who's expecting can eat a fruit without Shechiyonu. Because she needs it and she may want it and have a craving, and if she doesn't get it, it'll hurt her and the child, so we give it to her. The chayla gam kemutter, chayla is also allowed. Gam kemutter. Shaperos poischen lo tavasel lechol devarim tovim. By eating fruit, it'll encourage his appetite to eat healthy things. We don't have this problem when it's a case of chayla. So he asks an interesting question on the side. He says, if a person by accident took a new fruit and made a bar of pure eitz, so the shayat shuvah calls the achronim, they have to say Shechiyonu. If you ate the eitz, you have to say Shechiyonu. Why the muberes and the chayla doesn't say Shechiyonu? So he says, gavaldik the chilek. The person who wants to eat the fruit and enjoys the fruit just forgot to make the berabes, yasei shachiyonu. But the muberes and the choyel are not eating it because it's geshmak. They're eating because the doctor prescribed it. So maybe there's no shachiyonu for them. If you eat it because you want it and it's geshmak, you talk about shachiyonu, if you're going to eat it. But they're not eating it for that reason. They're eating because the doctor said it's part of their regimen. So then they're not going to make shachiyonu. Sifkan kuf, v'lo yachmas ha-mitzvah, we don't push off pidyon ha-ben, you make the bracha, o ha-bracha, we don't push off the mitzvah or the bracha. Kimin jagiyah z'mana, once the day has come for pidyon ha-ben, we do the pidyon ha-ben. V'yav agav, the kesheroi p'chodosh, v'enim b'varach, shechonim ha-achmas ha-bracha. Now we say the same thing, like p'chodosh, you see a new fruit. If you don't make the bracha, you're pushing off the mitzvah, making the bracha. Mikol makom, nonetheless, kimin shenagu lahamten ad shas achila, since the minig is to wait until they eat, lo miki machas a mitzvah, it's not called, we're putting the mitzvah off. Because lamaisa, we wait until they eat it to make the bracha. We don't make the bracha when we buy it. So if gan kof alef, shlo yimsa acha tisha b'av, if you're not going to find it after tisha b'av, the Rambam says you can eat it with the shechiyonu. Umari shlo yochel lishmar pi ad Shabbos. Now this must be, we can't wait till Shabbos. Pnei sheyiskak, it will get ruined. Gudonis, katanas, maybe small berries. If not, buy it on a weekday, Yishmael Shabbos, out of Shabbos, wait till Shabbos, and make the Shechanu on Shabbos. So, for the most part, we don't make so many Shechanus anymore on clothing and on not all fruits. If we wait till Shabbos, we say Shechanu on Shabbos. The Shaila is, the person has a new suit, can he make the Shechanu the covered Shabbos? Not for 9 days, we're talking about right after Shabbos of Thomas. Can he make the Shechanu Erev Shabbos and he's getting dressed to go to shul because it's not yet Shabbos when he's putting on his new beged. So he says, no, we'll only make it on Shabbos and not Erev Shabbos, it's still chol, even though you're wearing the covered Shabbos. Rav Nissen Karelis, he says, said, no, even Erev Shabbos, since you're wearing the covered Shabbos, it's called Sarach Shabbos, you make the Shechion as soon as you put it on, you don't have to wait. And Kinevsky, they say Shechion after Kabbal Shabbos. So there's three shittas, one after Kiddush, one after Kol Shabbos. But Ritzchak says, when you put it on, the covered Shabbos, that's already Shabbos stick that you can make the Shechion already then. So if Yudches, Tzarech li Zohar, Mishivasa B'tamos Atesha B'av, Sholech Yechidi Me'abashos Atesha Shos. The Machabe says that one should be careful not to walk alone from Shivasa B'tamos till Tisha B'av between the 4th and 9th hour. Mishum shebehem ketiv miri shalit, because the mazikim called ketiv miri are about. V'lo yako talmidim b'yomahem, and one should not strike his talmidim during those days, because it's dangerous. Sifkan kuf beis me'arba shos ateisha shos, from 4 to 9 hours. Hainu ibnei, hainu misoif arba atsof teish, means the end of 4th, the end of 9. V'chein yizor b'yom elu shalilich bein charm latzil, one should also be careful to walk between the sun and the shadow.
Not to.
Shalolelech, not to go, bein cham letzel. Sivkan kuf gimel, v'lo yako talmidim, and one should not strike his talmidim. Mefarash b'medish, the matter says, afilu b'ritzua, yeshizor, even with a strap, one should be careful. Kavana sari kosev, she is abu yom haheim, achachatzi hayom, v'yivke kmo chatzi shol, and they bring from the Arizal that one should mourn during these days, after chatzois hayom, and cry for a half hour daily during the 3 weeks. This halacha, Sif Yud Ches, is where it comes all the issues about doing things that may be risky, to minimize risky behavior and activities during the 3 weeks. It's always you find it. I mean, you could say from the halacha Shechiyonu too, which is Ma'an Peronius, but here specifically, we're discussing things that may be considered dangerous. In those days, we're worried about Ketu Mariri. Today, we're not worried about that. We're in other things. So, one question the place can address is surgery. People are very nervous about surgeries during 3 weeks, during 9 days. And if it's an elective, we do recommend to push it off. We recommend pushing it off. And if it's something that can be delayed to later on, there are gedolim who said one should wait. I've often been asked things like wisdom teeth extractions. Can that be done during the 9 days? So I'm generally noted to be lenient if it's before Shavuot Shechabah. Shavuot Shechabah could have more of a tzad to wait afterwards. But before that, I'm less concerned. But there is definitely a concern. Then the second big issue is flying. Can you take a flight? So I have told people in the past, you're flying to Eretz Yisrael, it's fine. Flying back from Eretz Yisrael is not so fine. I don't recommend flying back from Eretz Yisrael during 9 days. And flying domestically, I never have an issue. I tell people, you fly domestic, I think it's just as safe as driving a car, probably safer than driving a car. We don't say not to travel between cities by car during the 9 days. I would say you can fly domestic also. But overseas, that is more of an issue to think twice about. But if you fly in Eretz Yisrael, so I am inclined to be lenient because it's Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. The third thing is going to the beach, going to swim. So there's two issues. There's the one issue of bathing, that we don't bathe, even in cold water. So we don't swim during the 9 days. I do tell people that little children under the age of 6 can go in their pools and sprinklers. But once they're 6, they probably should not anymore. And the postcards are concerned during the 3 weeks going to a beach to, maybe not safe, the waters, the tides and whatever at a ocean or perhaps the Great Lakes, that could be an issue, even during the 3 weeks. There's an issue that he actually mentions here that I've heard this a few times. People have this idea that if you didn't go swimming before 3 weeks, you can't go swimming during the 3 weeks, even before 9 days. There's no such thing. Maybe someone somewhere, but they say it's not an issue. Even if you didn't go before the 3 weeks, you can go during 3 weeks. It's not 9 days. So a fellow comes to me and says like this. He needs to swim for therapy. His physical therapy includes swimming. It's one thing that people exercise, the doctor says, their health is so good. So I say, good, 9 days. Go walk. There's other things you could do, for your heart. It doesn't have to be swimming. But this is his physical therapy. So I told him he can swim. Someone has to watch him. Even though he swims by himself, when it comes to 9 days, because of the sakana element, someone should watch. It's not just that so good. You come out for the therapy, it's a chayla, we say we're allowed to bathe. But for the sakana component, I told him, you're going to swim during 9 days. For health reasons, someone's got to be watching you. You can't do it by yourself.